The Sacrifice of Silence. Be strong and take heart as you wait upon the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. My soul, wait thou only upon God. My soul, be thou silent unto God. My soul, be thou watchful unto God. Psalm 62, verse 5. One of the most frequently underlined words in my Bible is wait. Oh, not the selfish waiting of a child for a present on Christmas morning, not even the selfless silence as you intercede for an overburdened loved one, but a silence springing from absolute certainty that God knows what he's doing. My soul, wait, quietly, patiently, trustingly. My soul, be thou silent, quietly, patiently, trustingly. My soul, be thou watchful, quietly, patiently, trustingly. Some silences result from surliness, resentfulness, grumpiness, incivility and pain. Here the psalmist alludes to confidence in the factual truth of God's dependability. To wait in silent watchfulness is the most onerous and wearisome task for the soul. The sacrifice of silent waiting causes much mental and physical exhaustion, for it is deep, concerted concentration on God. But as days and months and years roll by, concentration becomes difficult, and we fall asleep. The concentrated vigilance of silent waiting discourages the most seasoned saint. But silent waiting is required for all who seek to reascend Transfiguration's Mount. But between now and then, a dark overshadowing will inevitably overtake you. Between then and now, a cloud of hiddenness will conceal the glory that awaits. All sacrifice is demanding, whether the sacrifice of praise or the sacrifice of a broken, contrite heart, or placing your own beloved Isaac upon the altar of his dear love. But the sacrifice of silence requires the greatest mental battle in prolonged prayer. The sacrifice of prolonged prayer necessitates great struggle of your will. But silent watchfulness and patient waiting demands profound perseverance. Blessed are they who wait in silent, seeking, patient, persevering, watchful waiting. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him and seek him. We are told that those who wait for me will never be put to shame. Those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. So be strong and take heart as you wait upon the Lord.